This is Terrio Media.
Hey, strap in. It's time for the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. We'll be your guides as we navigate the housing market, the landscape of creative financing strategies, and everything you need to swap that office chair for a beach chair. If you're looking for some one-on-one help, meet us at reiace.com.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Let's go.
Hello and welcome. Welcome back to the Epic Real Estate Investing Podcast. My name is Mercedes Torres, and I am lucky enough to be partners in crime with Mr. Matt Terrio, the guy who created the Epic Real Estate Empire. So, what if I told you that today's economic data might just have paved the way for cheaper borrowing in the near future? This new report can change everything for your real estate investment. So don't miss it right after a word from our sponsor. Tired of your 9-to-5 grind? In today's economy, saving money just isn't enough. You'll have to create streams of passive income. And surprisingly enough, it's easier during challenging times. Matt laid it all out in great detail in his new book called Escape. If you grab a copy right now, we will give you the course that Matt Terrio created for Robert Kiyosaki because Robert Kiyosaki asked him to make it for the rich dad community. It's called Creative Cash Flow. That course could be yours for free if you grab a copy of Matt Terrio's book called Escape. Go to myescapebook.com. That's myescapebook.com and grab the book and the course for free. All right, so let's dive in. The latest CPI report, that's the Consumer Price Index, that report just came out. And it's turning heads for all the right reasons. Now, if you're wondering why this matters, well, here's the scoop. I'm going to break it down for you because the CPI measures inflation. And inflation is a key factor for the Federal Reserves to look at when deciding on interest rates. The lower the inflation, the more likely the Fed is to cut rates. Now, this report shows that inflation is cooling down, and that's huge news. It means the Fed might start lowering interest rates soon, making borrowing much cheaper than it's been lately. For real estate investors, this could be a game changer. Low interest rate means mortgage rates are lower, which means you could potentially buy more property for less. But here's the twist. This isn't just about saving money on mortgages. When interest rates drop, people can afford to buy homes, which drives up demand. Now, higher demand means higher property values. So, not only could you get a lower rate, but your investment might also appreciate much faster. Now, we don't have a crystal ball, but history does repeat itself. I say that almost every week. But there's a bit of a catch. The Fed's decisions aren't just based on one report. Now, they'll be watching for the next few months closely. But if this trend continues, we could be looking at a period of rate cuts that could fuel the real estate boom. So, what's the move? Well, for private investors, this is a golden opportunity. So, start scouting for deals. Consider buying as much property as you possibly can responsibly. So, consider turnkey rentals, consider wholesale flips, consider all that you can possibly consider in the space of real estate now that the market is still adjusting. Lock in properties at current prices because if rates drop, competition can get fierce and prices could absolutely soar. The window might be really, really small, but the potential gain can be massive. If you've been on the fence about investing, Trust me when I say now is the time to act. You know, as Warren Buffett often says, don't wait to buy real estate and wait. So keep your eye on the Fed. Listen to this podcast because I will continue to update you. After all, I'm a real estate investor myself, and I share with you exactly what I do. Also, get your financing lined up. It never hurts to know what you can qualify for. The next few months are going to be pivotal, so take advantage of this emerging market that is adjusting. That's it for today. And if you need additional information on what's available with inventory, go to cashflowsavvy.com, click on the Contact Us or click on Properties, and you'll be able to see what's available at your fingertips. That's cashflowsavvy.com. That's savvy with two V's. Until next week, keep reaching for the stars. And heck, if this podcast benefits someone, give us a share and give us 5 stars. And by the way, feel free to share what you would like me to talk about next. Give me 5 stars, tell me what you want to hear, and I will do enough research to help educate you on the space or the subject that you want to learn more about. That's it for today. Have a great day where cash flow is queen.
And that wraps up the epic show. If you found this episode valuable, who else do you know that might too? There's a really good chance you know someone else who would. And when their name comes to mind, please share it with them and ask them to click the subscribe button when they get here, and I'll take great care of them. God loves you, and so do I. Health, peace, blessings, and success to you. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.